We got Devin Connolly on the line right now from Cornell Cooperative Extension to talk about all the good stuff happening right now. Devin, welcome again to the Monday Afternoon Show.
Hi, Kieran. Happy to be here. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure, and I always love to hear about the good stuff happening with you folks and what you're putting on over there. How was your Thanksgiving?
Pretty good. Had some family over. I hosted this year. I didn't dry out the turkey too much, but I think everyone was still pretty happy. Everyone went home with leftovers. So great feasting experience. Lots to be grateful for.
Good. Did you stuff yourself?
Absolutely. I can't stop. Every year I tell myself, this is going to be the year that I don't do it. And no, it's always next year.
Yep. I only did 2 plates this year, though. Big plates. So happy post-Thanksgiving and all the madness that comes out after that between now and Christmas. There's Christmas carols are happening. Christmas trees are going up everywhere. It's the mayhem and people in the streets just buying stuff everywhere. It's ironically, it's a nice time of year for a lot of people. Also, ironically, it's also really annoying for a lot of people. I'm sure you know people that get annoyed at this time of year.
Definitely seen one or two before.
There's a few of them out there. Anyway, so tell me, how is it going with Cornell Cooperative Extension and what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Yeah. So for December, we have coming up, it's actually sort of a short list. Both of our gardening wreath making classes have completely sold out. So I'm just not going to put in any more details about that. But first, we have coming up on December 1st. It starts at 8 a.m. in ACRA. It's a trained logger certification class. I think we mentioned these before, how we're working with TLC to, you know, help loggers stay certified in the area. This one is about first aid and CPR. Sorry. So first aid and CPR meets both TLC and OSHA workplace requirements. By attending this course, you will learn how to respond to first aid, breathing, and cardiac emergencies. Successful students will receive a certificate of adult first aid and CPR valid for 2 years. This is hosted by Mark Rossi from Delaware County Emergency Services. We've done a class with him, or I've done a class with him. He's great. If you're interested in registering, please email Tracy Testo at tet35@cornell.edu. Hear me clearly, or if you get that information, you know, you always go online and find our event page at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. And yeah, so that's the first class we have going on. What else do we have?
Devin, is that mostly safety and logistics, sort of chainsaw safety and stuff like that orientated?
So this one is not, sometimes they do chainsaw safety classes. This one is actually just first aid and CPR. So useful, not only in like, you know, the woods, but probably anywhere where there could be an emergency.
This is kind of for if the safety part didn't work.
Yes, exactly.
Step two.
Okay. If your pre safety stuff has failed you and the worst has happened, this is where you want to be able to, you know, handle, you know, basic first aid and also CPR. You know, hopefully it never comes to that though.
Right. Hopefully. Stay safe, everyone.
Yeah. Next program we have coming up is our final Think Differently Columbia class for the year. Think Differently was three trainings that were meant to welcome people with different abilities and challenges into our communities. Our final one is called Let's Play, Learning Through Play for Individuals with ASD. And this is on Monday, December 4th at 5:30 at the Extension Education Center in Hudson. This training is designed to provide parents, caregivers with a basic framework for how play develops throughout childhood and how that may present differently for individuals with autism. Discussion of several practical strategies for supporting play developed in simple ways are provided throughout the training. Parents and caregivers will also learn how to use play to help develop other critical skills such as social language, motor, and cognitive skills. You also receive a planning tool that is provided to help organize ideas and taking play to the next level. So, and this is going to be with our executive director, Lisa Galena. If you know anyone who has a child or is taking care of someone who is on the autism spectrum, feel free to sign up for this course. Again, you can find all the links at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events.
Great service right there. The numbers are pretty staggering these days. It's like almost like 1 in 10, I think, for children diagnosed with some sort of condition on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I mean, just from like, you know, personal story, it just feels like it just seems to be happening more frequently. I wonder if we're just like getting better at recognizing the symptoms of like, you know, ASD or, you know, what's going on there.
Well, great. That's happening.
Yeah. And finally, most important to CC, at least, we will be hosting our annual meeting on December 12th at 6:30 in ACRA. The board of directors and staff of Cornell Cooperative Extension invites the public to join us for our association's annual meeting. There will be recognition of volunteers and staff, as long as a brief business meeting. And if you register, you have to do it before December 7th. What this does is allows you to vote on our, you know, upcoming board elections. If you are a resident of Columbia or Greene County, please sign up. We would love to hear your votes and we appreciate to see you there. And light refreshments will be served. I don't know if Way Farm has a annual meeting that they have to have, but it's in our constitution that the public is invited to this meeting every year.
It's so important to run it for the smooth running of any organization, and in particular, yeah, by law, as a 501c3, a nonprofit organization. Are you guys a nonprofit?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we fall under the exact same, mm-hmm. You know, rules and regulations of having a board of directors, having, a treasurer, you know, the whole deal. So yeah, we're familiar with that structure, but it's so important for people to come together and just reflect and put their minds together on how to keep an organization running together. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's it for December. Again, we're getting into like, you know, the end of the year, things are starting to wrap up instead of get going. And yeah, we're just finishing up our annual reports. We have some staff that are finishing up a large grant involving ginseng, which I'll be able to talk about, I think, well, hint at now, but be able to talk more in depth later, possibly going into January. Should be a fun project that will be a fun announcement. Yeah, I think that's it for CCE at the moment.
I'd love to know more about ginseng. I remember some years ago we were looking at different agroforestry possibilities and agriculture when we were looking for land and farms out there in the Catskills and in Columbia County. And turns out that the Catskill Mountains has favorable conditions and climate for growing ginseng.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. And I had no idea that you could even grow ginseng out here.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't never really cross. And so I talked to this kid who was really geeking out on the whole ginseng thing. And he said that the Chinese were actually buying up ginseng all around the world, wherever they could find it, because the demand in China being so great for actually all agricultural products. Cause I think China's probably eating up a lot of their agricultural land right now,
mm-hmm.
which is also probably why they're buying a bunch of US land right now. But anyways, so I thought that was fascinating that the Chinese were willing to pay top dollar. And then he went on to say that there's certain varieties of ginseng that you can grow that are just like astronomical in price. Have you heard about this ginseng mafia secret society of expensive ginseng growers?
I don't know about the secret society of expensive ginseng growers, but I remember to the late, great Bob Boyfus, who passed away in the last year. But yeah, he used to teach everyone about ginseng and talk nonstop about it. And yeah, he would be like, yeah, you can absolutely sell it to China. There's like such great demand. And he's like, it's such a fun crop that you just get to get going. I got to work on some ginseng preparation this year, and it's hard work to start, but then you know, you have 20 years and then, you know, it turns into this, you know, pretty profitable plant because just sits there.
Well, I am so sorry to have missed him, never met him, and I'm so sorry we didn't get an opportunity to talk on the radio, at least. That's great that he did that work, and I'm sure lots of people are carrying the torch.
If you want to talk about ginseng, Tracy Testo is our go-to right now at CC, at the Agroforestry Resource Center. She would be able to help you out with any questions you have. So yeah, any listeners want to talk to her, her name is Tracy Testo. Email is TET. Ooh, it just, what was it again? TET35@cornell.edu. Yeah, hit her up.
All right, there you go. And again, folks, if you want just the general gist of everything Cornell Cooperative Extension, go to ccecolumbiagreen.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Devin, it's been a pleasure as always, and keep up the good work over there and get ready to hunker down for another Columbia and Green County winter heading our way, it looks.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm ready to see some snow again, actually.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, my sister lives in Costa Rica and she's trying to get the whole family to move down there. And it's just, God, so tempting in so many ways. But, you know, a weird, twisted thing is that I would definitely miss the seasons, including the snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would. I definitely would. So anyway. All right, Devin, you enjoy the rest of your Monday.
I will. And you have a good rest of your Mondays, Kieran. And yeah, again, thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Always a pleasure. Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension, folks, giving you the good stuff they are engaged in over there. There's so much good work. We didn't hear about anger management. I just love the anger management classes that they do as well. But again, go to ccecolumbiagreen.org. You can find for yourself online if you're a screen person. And there it will be.